Oh, hello, sir. Welcome to the Erotic Horror Shop. Is there anything I can do for you today? Is it your first time? Well, I'm glad you came. We're a little shop, and we sell some very peculiar things. Some very special items. I'll show you. Take a look here, sir. Most people think these are bath bombs, like those little balls you find in the store and drop into your bath and they bubble and smell good, but these are very different. Oh, you still drop them into your bath, but they give you a very different kind of exfoliation. And over here, this is a very nice necklace, isn't it? It's silver and gold with a little black pearl hanging from it. It's quite an old piece of jewelry. It should be in a museum, especially considering where and who it came from, but when I first saw it, I couldn't help myself. I had to try it on. And I must say, there was no way I could let it just sit there and gather dust. It was made to be worn. Oh, sir, please don't touch that one. That long glass rod. That's not a magic wand. Here, sir, I want you to try this one. This item is a particular favorite of mine. It's a very special wooden mask. It looks quite heavy, I know, but I assure you, it's very comfortable. Let me just slip it over your head, and one more thing, sir. There's no holes for your eyes in the mask. You can't see out of it. But don't worry, you won't need to. Just close your eyes, and there we go. It fits perfectly. And now we'll begin. What do you see, sir? Do you see me? You know, I noticed you were looking at me earlier. Can you see my face? Can you see my pretty eyes in the darkness? Can you see my cheeks and my lips and my neck? What else? I'm wearing a thin white nightgown, sir. And yes, it's sheer. You can see through it. You can see my tits. You can see my perky nipples. They're hard and poking against the fabric. No, don't look away, sir. I want you to see me. I want you to see my body. I want you to look at my stomach and my hips and my thighs. And yes, there. Look at it. Do you see it, sir? My perfect little pussy. The mask takes a little while to get used to, but try this. Try to move your arms. Just concentrate and, yes, you can move your body. None of this is real, but it feels real, right? Here. Let me take your hands. Place them in my hands. Can you feel them, sir? That's what this mask does. It allows you to see and feel certain things as if they were real. I told you it was very special. Now I want you to feel my chest. Place both of your hands on my tits, sir. Can you feel them? So soft and round. And perfect in your hands. Squeeze them a little, gently. Oh, that feels good. And please, rub my nipples a little. Oh, it feels really good when you do that. Now, let me take off this nightgown. I want you to touch my bare body. I want you to feel me. Keep playing with my tits with one of your hands, sir. Yes, just like that. And now your other hand. Please rub your hand between my thighs. I love this. Yes, just trace your fingers. Closer to my pussy. Can you feel how warm it is? It's so hot and wet, sir. Please touch it. Oh, yes. Just like that. Push your hand between my thighs. Run your fingers along my pussy lips. It's so good. Just like that. Oh, rub my pussy, please. Now stop. I need you to take your hand away, sir. I need you to place your hands by your sides. Just hold your body still and... Sir, what do you see now? Or what do you smell? The meth smells like earth, doesn't it? We're in a forest. You can see it. Look at the tall trees around us. Smell the fresh air and breathe in the soft soil and mossy bark. Listen to the breeze. There's no signs of the city here. No cars, no people, no noise. Just us. Hold my hand, sir. Let's walk down this little path. I've been here many times. It always starts on this little dirt trail, and there's always a signpost like that one there. Can you read it, sir? The way south says meadow. That's where we'll be going. You can't read the other one, can you? The one that goes north. Don't worry, sir. We're not going that way today. Hey, let's hurry. It's this way, sir. Over here. Can you see the flowers in the distance? Come on. Come on. There's so much beauty here. And you can feel the air. It's getting warmer, isn't it? We're so close. Look at this meadow. The sun is shining down on us. There's so much green grass, so many colorful flowers and trees. Look at the yellow sunflowers and soft pink petal blossoms falling into red roses and little gatherings of violet and indigo tulips. They sway so slowly in the breeze. I love how this place feels. It's so peaceful. The air is so full. Can you smell the nectar? You should take a look at your arms, sir. They're a bit different. They're covered in hair. It's so dark and thick. It's like fur, isn't it? And look up here on your head. Can you see them? Can you feel them? They're horns. You have large, curled horns, sir. And look down here. Your legs are covered in fur, too. But your chest is naked, and the rest of you is naked. I did that. I'm sorry, but I wanted to play with you like this. Look at me, sir. Do you like my beautiful body? Do you like my beautiful face? Do you feel lust for me? Let me get on my knees for you and just... kiss and lick and suck on your cock. I love this. Do you think I'm beautiful, sir? Thank you. I think you have a really beautiful cock. It's so thick and full. Are you this aroused because of me? That makes me really happy. I'm so excited too. Look at me, sir. Look at my pretty eyes as I suck your cock. Does it feel good? It tastes so good. I just love licking and sucking and kissing the head of your cock just like this. But don't you want more? Here, I need you to lie down. Good. And then I'll get on top of you. Like this. Oh, can you feel how hot and wet my pussy is? It's all for you, sir. And now just watch as I softly, slowly slide my dripping, wet pussy down every inch of your beautiful cock. Fuck, sir. I can't take it anymore. I have to fuck you. Do you feel that energy? That's why I did this. Your cock needed this. Oh, your cock is throbbing. It needs to fuck. You don't care about anything else right now. Just fucking. Only fucking. Your hard cock inside my beautiful body. Oh, sir, fuck me. Push your cock into me. Thrust into me as I push myself down onto you. Come on. You can do it. Bury your cock in me. Fuck. It's so deep. You're so deep inside me. So natural and primal and perfect. Fuck me in this field of flowers. I love this. This beauty and my beautiful body bouncing on top of you. Watch me bug my hips in you. Oh, listen to my ass hop on you. Feel my tight, wet pussy. I'm using all of my body to fuck you, to give in to your desires. Sir? Oh, don't worry, sir. It's just the wind. Just focus on me. Just me. Oh, only me. Oh, fuck, your cock feels so good. Oh, fuck. So fucking good. Sliding in and out of me. Oh, I'm so wet. I want to make you feel good. I want to squeeze every inch of your cock as it goes in and out of me. I want every inch of your cock to feel good. I want you to keep pushing into me over and over and over and over. Oh, sir, just fuck me. Please, just fuck me. Nothing else exists. Just your body and mine. Just your full cock and my wet pussy. Sir, do you want to blow your load? Sir, do you want to shoot all of your hot, sticky, creamy cum into my tight, wet little pussy. Mm-hmm. Sir, I wish you could. I really wish you could. Don't be alarmed, sir. We're out of the dream. You can take the mask off and open your eyes. See, you're completely back to normal. We're back in the shop. Everything's fine. So how did it feel? Was it quite unexpected? I'm sorry about the ending, sir. But remember, a good shopkeeper can't give everything away. This is just a taste. And besides, it's getting late. You need to go home and rest. But don't worry, sir. I think we'll meet again.